Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. And in this episode, what I want to talk with you about is the price of change. You know, we all go to change our lives and we all want to improve our lives, whether you want to improve your health or your relationships, your work, your lifestyle. You know that sometimes it's difficult and you back off of it. You back down from change because it's scary. I mean, do you know anyone who needs to change their life? And you keep telling them, change, 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 but they don't? Why? Or have you ever set a big goal at the beginning of the year and you knew you really wanted to achieve it, but you found yourself a couple months later not doing it? Well, the reason is because psychologically, you are unwilling to face the price of change. It's kind of like the way I think about it, it's like admission gates. Like how you know how you go into an amusement park or a circus or to Disneyland, you kind of have to pay to go through the turnstile to enter and enjoy the ride? Well, change is like that too. Most people bounce up against those turnstiles though and they go, I don't like it. It's uncomfortable to me. And they leave the park and they never get to experience the beauty and the wonder and the fun on the other side. They say, it's not worth it. And they walk away from their goals and their dreams and their hopes.
because they just thought it wasn't worth it or it was too hard. So what are you going to have to face? What are you really going to have to allow yourself to pay for the price of change? Well, I think there's three costs to change. Anytime you want to change your life, you're going to be faced with these three things. They're the price of admission to a better life. And once you realize that these are the price of change, you can consciously choose, is it worth it to me or not? Because most people, they're not consciously choosing it. They just get scared and run. So instead, I want you to realize there is a cost to change. Are you up for it or not? Here's the three costs to change. That first price of admission to get to the other side of change is uncertainty. You know, when you go to change your life, you don't know how it's gonna turn out. You're gonna start the new diet. Is it gonna work? Is it not? You don't know. You're gonna change your career or quit your job? Are you gonna get a better job? You don't know. You're gonna leave that bad relationship to find someone who really loves you, cares for you, treats you well? Are you gonna find somebody better? You don't know. And that terrifies people. Uncertainty is so scary because we might lose something we like. Well, what if I lose the job and it was okay? Or I lose the person, she was not so bad, or I lose that opportunity. And it's scary to people. But that's what your mind has to be willing to wrap around and deal with. Your mind has to be able to say, to change, your mind has to go, I am cool with the fact I'm not gonna know what the heck is going on. I'm gonna go for it anyway. I'm gonna enter that dark cave. I don't know if I'm gonna be eaten alive. I don't know if it's gonna turn out bad, but I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna trust and believe in my ability to figure things out. I don't know how it's gonna go, but I know I'm gonna show up as the best of who I am to deal with that change. Your mind must be allowing and saying, I'm gonna let go of everything I think I know. I'm gonna let go of everything I want it to go like. I'm gonna let go of my need for permission. I'm gonna let go of my need for perfection. And I'm just gonna try. And when you can get to that point, when you can say, you know what? I'm cool with the fact I'm not gonna know what the heck is going on because I haven't done it before. I'm gonna try even though I don't know how it's gonna turn out. If you can get over that, that's that first sort of step into making longer term change for your life. See, I'm okay with it. I never know how things are gonna go. As many of you know, I shoot this whole YouTube show, this thing called The Charge Life, my podcast, I do it extemporaneous. I don't know exactly how it's gonna go. I usually know the topic. I know maybe one or two points in my head and I just go. But my mind, when I first did that, it was terrified. So I said, no, I need certainty. I need certainty. I need notes. I need a script. I need to know exactly how it's gonna go. And I thought, you know what? That's not The Charge Life. The Charge Life is good with spontaneity. The Charge Life is good with being in the moment. The Charge Life actually loves and draws energy and power and vibrancy from flow, from being in the moment and dancing with the moment versus having everything needed to be scripted in your life. So have you not changed because your mind is saying, I need everything to be perfect and scripted out? I need to know all the exact steps in the future? If your mind is telling you that, I guarantee you're not progressing, growing, or achieving at the rate that you could. You gotta let go of certainty in your life and be willing to venture into the unknown and walk into it being okay that you'll be vulnerable, being okay that you'll be scared, being okay you're gonna have nights where you're laying awake going, I don't know. And that's okay, because you know what? You'll figure it out. If I can tell you one belief that's given me more confidence than anything in my entire life, it's like, you know what? I know that I'm kind of a bumbling fool, but I believe in my ability to figure things out. Put me in the mix, put me in the game. Coach, I can do it. It'll be a hot mess for maybe a quarter, but by second quarter, I'll get it. I'll figure it out. Put me in the game, I will figure it out. I trust in that. And that's why I've been able to change my life so significantly and grow so quickly beyond sometimes my peers, because I'm willing to venture into the unknown. And they are not. And it is those who venture into the unknown who are the adventurers, the pioneers, the explorers, those who move the needle of change in the history of the world. So allow yourself not to know and go. The second big price to change that a lot of people avoid or run away from, but it's always going to be there, is when you bumble into something like that, guess what? The price to change is other people might not understand, meaning judgment, meaning rejection. People might make fun of you when you go to change your life. They might say, who do you think you are? Why do you want that? Well, that's dumb. Why are you doing that? You're so stupid. Why can't you just be happy? You're gonna get people saying that. There's a social fear of change as well, because they would rather have you conform to their little conception of you. See, people draw a little conceptual cage around who you are, and they say, well, this is who that person is. They think they know you. They don't know you. And you know what they also don't know? They don't know tomorrow, and they don't know where you want to go. They don't know exactly what you are capable of, because they're trying to gauge it based on their certainty coming from the past. But who you are is not tethered to the past. You and I can both wake up tomorrow and claim what I call in my book, Life's Golden Ticket, a second chance. You get to wake up tomorrow, take a new breath in, decide, what am I going to show the world today? What am I going to do today? How disciplined am I going to be today? What energy am I going to arrive to the world with and choose today? What's my attitude going to be? What are my habits going to be today? What am I going to really go after with thunder and power today? You get to choose that every day. That's a second chance every single day. That's the beauty of the world. Tomorrow is always a blank slate. Tomorrow, you get to begin anew. It takes guts, and most people don't have the guts because they're scared of the rejection that could come. Your spouse makes fun of you. And the people at work go, what are you, crazy? That's stupid. The kids in the play yard point and tease and ridicule and abuse and beat. But you know, at the end of the day, it's your life, and you gotta decide what it stands for. Are you gonna live your life based on the noise of the crowds and the masses telling you what to do? Or living their life? Or are you gonna live your life? Are you gonna put your dreams on hold just because some person who doesn't even know you or what your capabilities are judged you once? Look, the reality is most people got your back. And it's not my opinion, it's reality. All of us assume, oh, there's all this judgment, all these people are out to get me. Look, you need to stop believing people don't support you and want you to achieve and grow. I used to believe that. I thought, well, you know, the people around me, they'll support me until I get above them, right? No one wants you to be above them. But you know what, above? That's a BS definition. That's their meaning definition, not yours. You're just growing into your full potential. Don't apologize for that. Don't hold back from that just because somebody might not like it. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Your job is to live that fullest expression of who you know you can be, to do that confidently, to live in that freedom of flow, of being spontaneous and alive, regardless of what other people think. It's so easy to go, well, I better not tell them my dream because they'll think I'm small. But if you don't tell your dream, your mind doesn't believe it. If you don't tell your dream, the supporters who would like the idea can't get your back. You don't tell your dream, people can't believe in you, buy from you, follow you, get on board with you. Look, in silence is suffering. If you're not expressing who you are and what you want in life, that's not personal freedom. That's personal caging of your soul. And you're doing that, not anyone else. It's easy to blame everyone else. Well, they judge me, so I stopped. No, they will always judge you. You stopping or starting, that's on you, buddy. And we got to accept that in our life. That's personal accountability going, it's on me. No matter what the world says, because you know what? You know when you're going to get the believers? You know when you're going to get them? With momentum. You know when you're going to have more motivation? With more momentum. As you get going, as you start succeeding, as you start committing, as they start to see, wow, she's really interested in this. Wow, she's really doing. Wow, she's really going good. Wow, she's really succeeding. More of them will clap. At the beginning, they all like, weird. And then as you get going, they're clapping for you. So don't forget that. And don't also forget that guess what? The bigger you grow too, yep, the more people will judge you. It's not like you get success one day and everybody loves you, you know, or you get millions of followers. Look, I got millions of students out there who graduated my videos, my online courses, who've read my books, and we still get people going, well, Brennan, you're an idiot. Millions of students. Well, Brennan, you're an idiot. Or I do my videos and they go, well, this is stupid. You're just, you know, why don't you just stop doing these videos? Your hair sucks. I hate your shirt. You know, it's like, I don't care. I don't. I'm not going to pause my mission simply because there's some mean people out there who are uninformed or in a bad mood. You must not stop your march out of a fear of rejection or judgment, because it never goes away. What needs to come back into your life is the confidence that you're gonna do it anyway, to go. And that's the price of change. The price of change is some people won't like it. But on the other side, that's your dream. So go. The last big price, big cost of change, last huge one, and most people don't like it, is that guess what? To change, to progress, it's going to bring struggle. Struggle, hardship, difficulty. That's part of the process. One, you gotta deal with the unknown. That's scary, because you're not in the game. It's just like, even thinking about it is scary because it's the unknown. Two, judgment, rejection possibility. And three, this is gonna be hard. It's gonna be uncomfortable, not just uncertain. It's gonna be difficult. I'm gonna have to stay up late nights to work on my dream. I'm gonna have to, you know, give up some things I like doing with my family or my friends sometimes so I can focus a little bit more. I like reading those trashy magazines, but they're not adding value. They're comfortable for me. I'm gonna put them aside. I'm gonna struggle with the discipline to stay focused. I'm gonna struggle not knowing what I'm doing, looking silly. I'm gonna struggle being absolutely a hot mess as I begin this. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a lot of late nights. It's gonna be, you know, times that are gonna try your soul, your mind, your body. And thank God it's not easy. Thank God it's not easy. Because you know what? It's only in the tough stuff that your real character is exposed and forged. It's only in the difficulties that the path becomes meaningful and worthwhile. If everything were easy, none of us would grow. If everything were easy, none of us would learn. If everything were easy, none of us would ever feel alive. It's in that struggle, in the fight, in the challenge that we find real growth, that we find the charged life. Because you know what? A lot of people, they live what we call the comfortable life. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything's easy. And then at some point, someone says, how's your life? And they go, it's fine. And they say it knowing that something's missing. You know what's missing? The push, the challenge, the struggle, the growth that comes from those things. So are you gonna struggle? You bet your butt you're gonna. Doing this dream for me, I struggled with, you know, launching a book one time, didn't do so good. Launching videos, nobody watched it. Doing my first seminars, 20-some people showed up, that was it. But I knew the struggle was worthwhile. And I said, the struggle is gonna make me sharp. The struggle is gonna give me skill. The struggle is gonna make me grow. The struggle will allow me to serve better with more empathy and verve and power. And guess what? Now, 3 New York Times bestselling books. Seminars sold out after seminar, after seminar, after seminar. Video's been viewed millions of times. We're talking like tens of millions of times. Why? Because I was okay with the struggle. In the process of struggle, I never hated it. I said, this is part of the journey. I accepted that that was the truth. I didn't fight it. I didn't bemoan it. I never complained. I was never bitter. I was like, this is just part of it. Even when I started, I went bankrupt. When I first began, I didn't know what I was doing. I just said, okay, this sucks. I own this. It's real. That's okay. I'm gonna keep working. Because you know what? Don't ever forget, when you knock on the door of opportunity, that it's work who answers. Don't bemoan, complain, or hate the struggle and the difficulty that it sometimes takes for you to grow enough and to find that place in you that is allowing it to be spontaneous and flowing, even in the midst of difficulty. To find your center in the midst of that chaos, because you know that it's okay that it's chaotic. It's always gonna be chaotic. It's always gonna be crazy in the world, but we don't have to feel that way. And that's a struggle to master our internal world and master our day each day and push away distractions and say no to the wrong things. That's hard, it's difficult, and thank God it is, because that's what makes you grow. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, do me a favor, like it, share it, tell other people about it. I'd love them to enjoy the charged life along with you. And remember this, it's always difficult to change. There will always be people who judge you, and you'll never know the exact path and exactly how it's gonna turn out. Begin anyway. Because you know what's on the other side of these prices, these admission charges to change. You know what's on the other side of going anyway, even though you're uncertain? Of walking through, even though they might make fun of you? Of pushing through, even though you might be uncomfortable and face struggle and hardship and difficulty? You know what's on the other side, the price of change? Progress. And progress is worth it. Your growth is worth it. If you'll take these ideas and you'll keep going through, pay the price of change, keep moving through, you'll find that progress and you'll get to experience what we call the charge life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too. The longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125.
212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.